Good morning. It's 12th of August. Our New Testament reading today is Mark chapter 7. In this chapter, we'll read about Jesus' discussion with the Syrophoenician woman and the subsequent healing of that woman's daughter. I'm going to read to you once again from Brother Lou Sargent. Jesus had gone north. His reputation had passed beyond frontiers, and immediately she heard of his presence, a woman with a daughter who was possessed came to beg his help. She was a Gentile or Greek, and Mark is careful to add that by race she was Syrophoenician. Matthew calls her a Canaanite, as she was in racial stock, and perhaps had been in religion. As Mark records it, Jesus' reply to the woman at his feet was, "Let the children first be fed, for it is not right to take the children's bread and throw it to the dogs." Children was a historic synonym for the chosen people. "Israel is my son, my firstborn," God had said through Moses to Pharaoh. "Ye are the children of the Lord your God," Moses told the people in the wilderness. And repeatedly the expression was taken up in the prophets. However clearly Jesus had set moral against ritual separateness, he left no doubt of the priority of Israel in the purpose of God. But the qualifying first, which is peculiar to Mark, is significant. Where there is a first, there must be a second. By this adverb and by the diminutive little dogs, which again is only in Mark, Jesus gave the woman a grain of hope. He had likened the Gentiles not to the scavenging brutes of the towns, but to the puppies that were allowed in the house. These would snap up eagerly the bits of bread which were thrown on the floor after being used in place of napkins to wipe the fingers, not to speak of any morsels dropped accidentally or purposely by the children. The woman was quick both to concede the point and to reason from the premise. "Yes, Lord, yet even the dogs under the table eat the children's crumbs." Jesus loved the faith that spurred her wit and sent her away to a child restored. It is the only case recorded in Mark in which he healed from a distance. While Mark, as usual, has his own vivid details, he leaves out much of this incident that Matthew records. This includes the woman's approach to Jesus as son of David, her persistence in following him, and the disciples' embarrassment. Most important, he omits the words, "I was not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel." Matthew shows the limits set on the earthly ministry of the son of David. Mark foreshadows the extension of the saving work of the Son of God. That work is summarised by Brother Sargent a page or so later when commenting upon the next miracle. He writes, "God, who made the ear, can not only hear, but give hearing. He who made the mouth can give it speech, and, to carry the thought one vital stage further, he who made the understanding can teach man knowledge." Jesus, who came as God with us, could release even from the dullness of hearing which afflicted the children of God. Yet this miracle was performed in a mainly Gentile area. And there, in the land where the swine were kept and Jesus had been abruptly asked to leave, it was recognised as a messianic work. Astonished beyond measure, and Mark piles on the superlatives, the people said, "He has done all things well. He even makes the deaf hear and the dumb speak." And so, in reflecting upon these miracles done in Gentile lands to Gentile peoples, we can but rejoice and marvel at the grace of God toward us. Thank you for listening to me.